Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
This is an El Niño year. Normal weather patterns in the eastern Pacific Ocean are disrupted by a warming of surface waters. El Niño occurs usually every 2 to 10 years and impacts weather conditions around the globe. Typically, within El Niño, you will see global reductions in economic growth and country-level impacts that can actually persist for years, said the U.S. State Department's Special Envoy for Global Food Insecurity, Carrie Fowler. You also typically see global declines in production of some of the major staple crops, wheat, rice, maize.
We're already seeing declines in fish harvest off the coast of Peru. And in fact, just recently, Peru announced that it was suspending the anchovy harvest there for the first season. The last time they did that was the previous El Niño, 2014-15.
That's important, noted Special Envoy Fowler, because anchovies are a main ingredient in many animal feeds and fish meal. He said that fewer anchovy harvests in the early 1970s led to higher grain prices and a global food crisis. And he stressed that from a food security standpoint, the United States is keeping a particularly close, watchful eye on Southern Africa, on Central America, and Southeast Asia. El Niño is also correlated with an uptick in conflict, warned Special Envoy Fowler.
It's a threat multiplier, doubling the chances of conflict in Africa and playing a significant role in over 20% of the conflicts there since 1950.
We can't change the weather overnight, but the State Department has been the catalyst for a number of programs which are directly related to how the world is going to be responding to this El Niño and future El Niños, said Special Envoy Fowler. Programs such as Adapted Crops and Soils, which explores how traditional and indigenous crops in Africa will do in a climate-changed world, and USAID's program in Africa that's bringing drought-tolerant maize, for example, to millions of farms across Southern Africa. Working through the Department of State, Special Envoy Fowler noted, the United States government is partnering with the African Union and the UN Food and Agricultural Organization to bring more attention and more investment to the traditional and indigenous crops starting in Africa. The fundamentals for food security, stressed Special Envoy Fowler, are healthy, fertile soils and crops adapted to both the weather and to market conditions.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.